The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
We interrupt this program for no reason. Had there been a reason, you'd have been asked to go along with it and perhaps even take off your pants. But there is no reason, so now we return you to the program.
The left and the right. I'm going to show you how to use a chart tonight based on psychometrics, semantics, and calculus so that you'll be able to classify anybody in the world politically. Now, I did all the math, so I'll show you how this works. They can play this game with your date on the way out of the theater. we like to bring people together. Now, the chart goes like this. It has two categories. Up here, we have the left wing. You can shudder if you'd like. The left wing is made up of the Communist Party, which has a membership, I'm sorry to say, of 4,000, 3,000 of whom are FBI agents. Over here, we have the right wing, which is made up of various people, John Birch Society, capitalism, fascism, and finally, greed, if we can work it out. That's over here. Now, the question is, where is everybody? Because that's certainly not any of us. Most people are in the, they're in the middle because you lose your job if you stay here, and you have to go to too many meetings if you belong to this. So most people are here. And most people are in the middle. They're middle-of-the-road people. In Europe, they're called social democrats in German elections. So we'll call them social democrats. And now, in these groups, there are also people who are left of others and right of others. So we'll fractionate this, if we may, here. And we got a lot of chalk, a lot of interest, not much time, but that's all right. Here's the left wing, middle of the road of the left wing, and the right wing of the left wing. Got that? All right. Over here we have the left-wing social democrats, middle of the road, and the right wing of the social democrats. And of course, over here we have the right wing of the right wing, middle of the road, and the left wing, oddly enough, of the right wing. Now, this may confuse you. Most people, of course, are here. They got out of college, and they got worried. So they get married, and they move into the valley, and they gain weight, and hair falls out and everything. And they have minority group members where they're maids, and they talk to them while they're sweeping because they're guilty. They watch David Susskind, and if you argue with them about politics, they say, well, even the New York Times feels this way. And they have a Mustang, think it's a sports car. They're all in the theater, right? So those are those people. Now I'll show you how these people break down. Now take an issue like the Vietnamese conflict, and I'll show you how it works. Starting on the left here. The left-wing position is the Americans must get out. I don't care about any unilateral. They must get out. That's that position. That would be here. Middle-of-the-road communist position is they don't have to get out, but they should stop bombing the North. That's their position. The right-wing, left-wing position is They should stop bombing, and they should start getting out, and we should open up the area to trade, because their money's as good as anyone else's. This position is, I don't like them either, but, I mean, my goodness, you know. This position is, we got so many men in Vietnam, what if the communists should strike somewhere else? I mean, I hope McNamara knows what he's doing, that's all. Now, the right-wing social democrats, which is where most everybody in America is, say, the war is a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. Now, when you move into the right wing here, the left wing of the right wing says the war is a dirty job, and fortunately, we got to do it. It's a little different than a little jump here. Middle of the road here of the right wing says, why don't we escalate? Bombing the North, let's bomb Peking. And this group, of course, says, let's bomb them on Sunday. So in other words, what we have here is Ho Chi Minh is a left-wing left-winger. Fidel Castro, middle of the road of the left-wing. Sister works at the CIA. Loses points as a left-winger. Kosygin in Russia is a right-wing left-winger. Left-wing social democrats, we don't have any. Middle of the road social democrats would be Wayne Morse, Martin Luther King. Most Negro leaders are middle of the road social democrats till they get their rights, then they become right-wing social democrats. Almost everybody is a right-wing social democrat. That would be Eisenhower, Romney, Rockefeller, Javits, Kuchel, former Governor Brown, and Frank Sinatra, Kim Novak, Jack Jones, goes on now, Huntley and Blakely, they're here, Peter Jennings. Left wing of the right wing, Arthur Goldberg would be here, and he would be the middle of the road of the right wing, would be the president, Humphrey, and Nixon. They all have the same position on the war. And Marshall Key and some other people are here. Now, Humphrey is an interesting case because Humphrey has five positions. He's in the middle of the road to write about the war, but the president doesn't know it. The president took Humphrey because he thinks Humphrey is a right-wing social democrat. Mrs. Humphrey thinks that Humphrey's a left-wing social democrat. Robert Humphrey, his son, thinks that his father is a left-wing social democrat who misses Minnesota 30 years ago when he could have been over here. Meanwhile, he's content to be here. Now, Robert Kennedy started off working for Senator McCarthy and was here. Then he became interested in civil rights, working for his brother, and he moved over here. Then he's over here most of the time until occasionally he'll make a speech and he moves over here. For the next year, Robert Kennedy has no real position. He's kind of in a holding pattern up here. That's really his position. Now, you can use the chart a lot of other ways. We don't have time tonight, but for instance, you could use it to classify people romantically. Not men, because men approach women like a sports program, but girls. In other words, a girl who'd kiss anybody on the first date would be a left-winger romantically. And a girl who insisted on kissing them in the second date and building toward a marriage in the suburbs would be a right-wing social democrat. If she tried to rehabilitate guys and then kiss them on the third date, she'd be a left-wing social democrat. If she wouldn't let anybody kiss her on any date, she'd be a right-winger. She might go out with a guy for a while, then he'd get bored, and another guy would move in. She'd say, goodbye, Tom, but I can't compromise and kiss you goodnight. It's a 13th date. Later on, guys would try to kiss her because she still looks good and mislead you that way. And she'd say, no, please don't touch me. I just came out of a great relationship, and no one can share what I had with Tom, including Tom.
Man, the difficult historian, the bard of the interweb, the king of the web, the godfather of internet radio, the bard of broadcasting, all of that and more. much more is hard to say, difficult to say, impossible to say. So stay with us because there are so many things to do here for the next 2 hours. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. I'm on automatic. What are you? Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to city, from Othello and into every bordello. Tis I, among the greats. I know, and it sounds a little self-serving, but I don't mind this. I'll tell you what gives me this feeling of greatness was to be on a show that was introduced with a clip by Mort Saul. Well, we didn't introduce it, but that particular piece that was in our opening collage is, wow, it's not only just prophetic, and not pathetic, prophetic, but it makes a lot of sense today. It goes to show you how no matter how things change, things always stay the same. Is that the way they used to say it to me? But anyway, that dates back to some television show, 1967. And it gives you an idea, and that's why he mentions names of people who have passed, because they hadn't passed at the time. Mort Saul, in case you don't know, and you should know, certainly if you listen to this show, because we've talked about Mort any number of times. Any number. Pick a number. Any number. Mort Saul, who still, thank goodness, lives, and believe it or not, still does stand-up. One of the original group of stand-up comedians who became socially aware and changed the whole theme scene, the scene, changed the whole scene of stand-up comedy from the old Bob Hope created type stuff into social relevance, and certainly a man who knew politics and really played the body politic for all it was worth. I said worse, for all it was worth. Today, of course, this entire news network's dedicated to politics, right? And the politics of the news and sides. They take sides. So to listen to Mort again do that, that thing he does and did and does and still does. Great book if you could still get it. I don't know where, but it's called Heartland. And try to find Mort's book somewhere. eBay, Amazon, Amazay, or Bizon, or all the other places you get things that you buy or bid to get. Do your bidding on there. Mort Saul. And I make notes, but I wanted to remember, things as I was listening to that, the opening. And, I've seen Mort live, by the way. I didn't know Mort, and maybe just met him once, with hello or whatever, at some entertainment event. But I went many years ago when I lived in L.A. and I was in the business. I went to a specific club. He used to play this one club in the Valley. I think it was in the Valley. Probably was. We're talking about 1978, 79. Wow. And he used to play this one club all the time. Not all the time. He ate, he slept, he played other places too. But once a week or twice a month or something, he'd be at this one club and you could just go and he'd be right there. It was a very intimate setting, a little place. And, and he was there with his newspaper, which was in his, great deal of his stand-up career. He had a newspaper and riffed off of that and the news and what have you. Heartland, I told you, Heartland's the name of the book. One word, Heartland. But I liked his Vietnam references, because only recently I was telling everyone about the Ken Burns documentary that was running on the pedantic broadcasting company. I like that too. Wait, I'm going to write that one down. Not just the, what was the other thing I called it? I like that. Pedantic Broadcasting, PBS. The Pedantic Broadcasting System, PBS system. It's system as opposed to network. What was the other one I called? What's the other word I used? I don't know. Pretentious, I think it was. Pretentious? There's so many P's that could fit that. And we're not even going to get into why I do that. But certainly there are things worth seeing there, even if you don't want to contribute. And maybe you don't. I don't. I just watch it. That's PBS. Vietnam, deep into Vietnam, was this country in 67. And he made references to that and to various characters, including the one played by Woody Harrelson in a new movie. I haven't seen that, the LBJ movie. I haven't seen it because I don't go to the movies. I don't physically go to the movies unless it's something I think the big screen is going to complement, and that's where I want to see it first. Sometimes I'm wrong or what have you, and sometimes I give up, like Atomic Blonde. I wanted to see Atomic Blonde so much for two reasons. It looked big. It looked like it was going to be really big and noisy and gigantic on the screen. So it was state of the art. And Charlize Theron is the other reason. Need I say more? So, and then I don't know, I backed out. I said to someone a couple of weeks ago, I said, look, Atomic Blonde is already available on the cable system for, I get you pay for it, but I mean, it's already on pay TV. And I said, it bombed. And my friend said, yeah, even you backed out. It's like, yeah, that's right. Not that I had anything to do with it bombing. I don't think my one or two tickets would have done anything. Where did we go from there? We went to there. Okay, Mort Saul, look him up on your, wherever you look up for these things, you know, YouTube, Wikipedia, maybe Comedy Central has some pieces. I don't know, but, and Heartland is the name of the book. Mort, I love Mort Saul. A lot of people don't. A lot of people didn't back then too. But anyway, it's okay. Let's move on here. From, and that was 1967. That means how many years is that? What is that? 50 years? Let's see. 2017, 17 plus. No, minus. Oh, that's too many. That's too much math. Forget it. Let's move on. I think it's 50 years. It is 50 years. Okay. Thank you. Because I remember my guitar was 50 years old and I bought it in 1967 and what have you there. My name is Frank Cotolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of this show. And we are chronicling. We've got a bunch of things to chronicle here. I want to mention though, before we do this show, which has already begun, by the way, a couple of things came up. We're going to talk about the best tech of the year. Some things we're going to just fire through some of these things based on Popular Mechanics, a magazine that that a lot of people think is dead, but it's not, still alive. And I had my last issue of a comp subscription. Now they want money. And this is why magazines are going out of business, my friends. And you are. And you are my friends. But anyway, we're gonna talk about that. And, I'm not, you know, I think, you know, considering I should get more comps considering the advertising I do for them. But do they care? No, doesn't matter. We move on. I want to mention some things first about next week. Here's what I intend to do. It might change as things always change if they do, if something else happens, if they are adjusted or what have you. So you can only plan so much. And be so, you know, but I have this, I read something. Where is it? Here. There's another magazine I've comped and I continue to comp because I love Vanity Fair. You hear me, Vanity Fair? Keep sending those in. Thanks to the Robinsons, my contributions by the Robinsons and the Gessicks. Thank you very much for contributing this to our show. Where is that in here? It was in here, in one of these issues. Difficult to keep up with this stuff. Yes. Yeah, here is something. There's an issue here about... There's an issue. There's a story in this. What is this? I don't know. This is the most recent... No, it's not the most recent issue. This is... I don't know. Oh, hold on. Number 687. I didn't get the month. Does it come out monthly? Yes, it does. There's a story in here about Jan Wenner. Well, people would say Jan. That's what they used to say. Nobody knew it was Jan unless you heard it. It's spoken by someone else. Jan Wenner. And it says the first time Jan Wenner... Jan Wenner has a book, the adaptation of this. There's an article in here, okay? Let me explain this to you. Jan Wenner, who is attributed? He's attributed to starting Rolling Stone magazine. And it says here, he's a founder. Okay, and I'm gonna. This is why I'm doing this. Not because I want Jan Wenner to be heralded for this. Well, you know, okay, did an okay job and everything, but those of you who might have listened to this show from its onset, I don't know if that's the word, in its beginnings, in the early years of Cthulhu Chronicles, we talked a lot about a Rolling Stone based on its predecessor and who Jan Wenner, who trained Jan Wenner, a very good friend of this show, now passed away. He has a biography of Rolling Stone. There's a biography of him out, okay? Fine. So Jan Wenner has a biography out. Started rock and roll, the Rolling Stone magazine. Now the magazine is up for sale. It's a decade of ambition, betrayal, and worship that made rock and roll history this particular magazine. And yet, now I have not read this yet, and I have not read the book, and I have not read this article, which seems to be very heavily... John Lennon's in this a lot. I don't know. I'll look through this, but I'll bet you dollars to donuts and you buy the donuts that what I'm going to talk about is not mentioned in here. And that are the roots of Jan Wenner and the Rolling Stone and where it originated wasn't here. And I'm going to pay tribute to the man who did start it because he's the godfather of rock journalism. And one of the best friends this show ever had in its entirety as we move into 20-something years or whatever. So next week, I'm going to talk about this book. I'll read that article so that I'm sure it's not mentioned what I'm going to talk about. You won't hear this anywhere else. You're only going to hear it here, about the Rolling Stone magazine and Jan Wenner, his biography. And what is probably left out, which shouldn't be, and the heralded person we're going to talk about. That's next week. Now, I'm going to do this no matter what. I mean, if something happens and next week turns into another show, then fine. And it'll only turn into another show, I imagine, because of a guest. Now, for one moment, too, I want to mention that once again, how many introductions does this paragraph I'm going to say have to have? For those of you listening to the live broadcast, Cthulhu Chronicles, which is Thursday nights, through the facilities of SRN Media Work, if you're listening live, you can hear after the show, Savino Veritas. It's back, and it's bigger and better than ever. It's a collage of comedy and social commentary. Yes, I'm making this up as I go along, because I'm inspired. Tom Savino will be here. At the end of this show, to begin his show, Savino Veritas. If you're listening lifelike, which means you're listening not on SRM, but on Juiced Talk or where the archives, if you're listening and just downloading or streaming, or if you're listening on another station, because there are other stations that run this show, and they should. And if they don't run Savino Veritas, you need to get in touch with them like I do every time I mention this and run the show. It works after my show. If you want to put it on before my show, you can. If you want to take both shows and put them on separate times during the week as many times as you want, you can do that too. They're free. And they're the best you're going to get. I'll tell you why, too. because most people, and this is since the beginning of internet radio, this has been the case. People who came on to internet radio, internet broadcasting, this is the true alternative broadcasting. Okay, not those Breitbarts and right wingers. Okay, this is alternative broadcasting. And since the beginning, the people who broadcasted, the personalities, the names, those who had a show, what they did was they came on to, that's a terrible phrase. What they did was they appeared on internet broadcasting, internet radio. This is before podcasts too. Now, podcasts, when they came along, people did this also. What they did was they said, you know, I was never on real radio, they said. So what they did was their version of real radio, of actual radio, of brick and mortar radio on the internet. In this new, when it was new, this miracle of broadcasting with zeros and ones. So they came, and what they did was what everyone did, only they were doing it. So it was like really focused around them. And they would do what was being done on radio, because they were never on radio. So they brought to this format their personality doing all sorts of things that were, you know, politics, music, interviews. And it was always the same thing that was done on mainstream radio. What we did was totally different. I don't like the word totally anymore. I'm trying to replace it with entirely. I love the word entirely, replacing totally. Entirely different. And it's to this day, which is this day, whatever day this might be that you're listening, to this day, Cotolo Chronicles gives you what you don't get on any other mainstream or alternative show. Okay? Because there was no reason for anybody to, now you see, I can understand that. They were never on radio, most of these people, and they said, like, I'm going to be on radio. And I don't think they said it like that, too, and I don't mean to make them sound stupid, because they're not. They just did what they did. They had a chance to do it, and they did it, and that's fine. See, but I didn't have anything to prove that way, because I'd been on radio before this whole thing began. So I've done radio in the United States, in Canada, in Great Britain, in France, in Japan, in Germany, all over the place. So I didn't have to come here at all. But when they seduced me here, they did too. And I said, okay, and I never left, even though I didn't think it would last 3 weeks. So when I came here, I said, I'm going to do different things and a different voice, and I'm not going to do what they do on these other places. And it's still done now, because on internet radio and streaming, you got all these guys who are either the, it doesn't matter whether they're, you know, political left or political right, or they're, you know, they're on that chalkboard chart that Mort Saul drew there. Even now we have that middle center right, social democrats, right wing, whatever, Breitbartians, you know, constitutionalists, or conservative constitutionalists, whatever. If they're doing it on this format, well, what's the difference between that and what's being done on tube radio? I said tube radio. A couple of weeks ago, there was a blackout from huge winds that came through here. I think it was Hurricane Philippe or something. And I was blacked out. A blackout here. And I went 34 hours without power. Luckily enough, I still had a transistor radio. I have two transistor radios in this house. Transistor radios! And the funny thing about it is you put a battery in a transistor radio, and those of you who don't know much about that, you know, because you'd still, you know, if you had, what's great about a transistor radio is it didn't need electric, and it didn't need Wi-Fi or satellites. So if you had a phone, I was up on all everybody. So the blackout, which took out Comcast, took out and my phone, it took out the phone, ATT, ITT, MedEd, UEd, all the stuff. I took everything out. Gone. The winds were so bad that they just knocked over trees and power lines, okay? And I found my transistor radio and put it on because I had candles and a flashlight or whatever. Oh, one of those new lights, those LED lights, carry around this lantern. It lights up half the room and blinds you at the same time. Hello. I should close that, right, so we don't hear that stuff coming in. What is it? Oh, mail. Screw it. So, and there I was in the middle of the night, because I'm up in the middle of the night anyway. But this time I was there as if I was, I guess, 16, 17, 15, when I used to have any number of types of radios, transistor radios. You had this long orange, well, it wasn't orange, but it had an orange case, you know, and it had short wave on it. And in the middle of the night, when everyone was asleep, you could put this really close to your head. And, you know, like, and you get all sorts of signals from everywhere around the world. And you get different cities, because in the middle of the night, the air is clear. So, okay, if you don't know radio, forget it. Doesn't matter. But the brick and mortar radio, the AM, FM, that's going up on the air and through the ground, the amplitude modulation and the frequency modulation, all this stuff, that is going on. And there I sat, or lay, there I lay upon my body, listening to different, and it was eerie, because all lights were off. It was eerie, and it was also, it was like a time machine, except that, you know, there weren't even, reasonable, similes. What's the phrase? I ask out into the complete air. You and I know this, right? Reasonable facsimiles of those who used to be on in those days when that was happening. And yet there I sat. But, there were reasonable facsimiles. There are reasonable, but there's also just all this, you know, stuff. I didn't know, in fact, that there's a trucker show. There's a show that is specifically truckers call in, and all the truckers listening to it. I don't know if all the truckers do, but guys in these big rigs and these 25 wheelers or whatever it is, you know, storming across the freeways of America, you know, spitting out the window. I don't know if they spit out the window. Some sleep in the back of the car in a cabbage in the car. Cabbage, I said cabbage. Carriage in the car. They eat there, they sleep there, and they travel for days across country and up and down the coast and in and out of the south and the north and whatever, over state lines. Of course, that's how you get from coast to coast. You got to go over. There's a show called Coast to Coast, too. But there's a show. I don't know the guy, but everyone on the – it's a trucker show, and all the guys call in. There's always guys, there might be good. There's girls truckers, women truckers too, but I don't know if they call in. And I'm listening to that. That's weird. It's a whole special audience right there. And then there's, a Coast to Coast, which is where they talk to complete weirdos, which takes me back to, the days of Long John Nebel. I don't care if I show my age. I don't give a rat's behind. I don't give a rat's derriere. A rat's derriere. I don't give a rodent's, What's my point? My point is that we came here, we do exactly what we do. You don't hear it anywhere else. What we do here. That's why if you're going to listen to alternative radio, listen to us. You can listen to other people, but like I said, other people might be doing different things, but they're doing radio. They're doing radio. This is not radio. This is not radio. This is not AM radio, FM radio, not anything like that. So, that's why that happens. And we have guests, when we do have guests, who don't go other places. All that came from the fact that next week, I probably will too, unless I get other guests, and I will get other guests. I'll get other guests. There's people I still have to get on. I've been on a long time. But, you know, some people are busy and they do things and, you know, what am I supposed to do? I wait. My name is Frank Atolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. I'm here until a real time, 11 p.m. If you're listening on another station, I'm here for another hour and a half. How's that? Okay? See, that's how you do it on syndicated shows. You just say, it's 35 after the hour. Hopefully you start on the top of the hour so that you're right. They start on the 30 of the hour. It'd be 35 minutes. No. So it's 35 minutes after the hour. That's all I have to say for that. But I do have a lot more to say. You know that when I say I have no more to say, that's when we get out of here. Anything else on this? I did. I covered the three things I need to cover to move this over. Let's see what the crackling. Ooh, he started a fire. He started a... sitting by the fire. That's old-time radio. Screw it. Let's move that over. My coffee's cold because I've been drinking. Enough of that. Let's move on. Now, I said, and I mean it, I'm going to talk about Popular Mechanics' best tech of the year. America's Magazine. This magazine, and it... This is it. See, you can't see. This is it. It's bound and it's smaller than magazines used to be, as all magazines are now. But it's since 1902. And I don't know if it's going to last in paper form. I was at a giant. I think it was Giant. I was at a supermarket. How many supermarkets do I go to, right? I was at a supermarket or somewhere where they had, it was almost an entire aisle of magazines and books. Now, okay, books. Books are books. Paperbacks are paperbacks. And this. But there were so many magazines that are still out there in analog form. Paper. Published. Printed. Hold in your hands. Not zeros and ones, okay? Not virtual. Actual. So many. Things about guns, things about cars, things about beauty, things about cooking. So many. I'm always shocked that there are still that many. And I don't know how many there used to be is another story. But I'm surprised there are this many. So Popular Mechanics still exists. And I've done a couple of shows using their topics as subject matter to sway and to lean and to sway and to swing and to move around about things and talk about things, but they insist, like, I think it was last week I was talking about that. You know, I talk so much, I give so many plugs to all these places. I don't mind because I don't give plugs to bad places just because I get money, but I don't get money from the ones that are good either because they don't care. They don't care. And that's okay. I'm not doing this to promote them. If you never buy Popular Mechanics, fine. It doesn't matter. I don't have a conflict of interest. But I will use some of these and give them credit. See, it's not just use it, give them credit. Now, something else happened since I wrote that on the blog, CatoloChronicles.blogspot.com, and the link to that goes onto my Facebook page, which is Frank Catolo. It's not, Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo dog hair. I don't know. You know these names people have. Underscore. Plotto. Underscore. 25. I don't know what the numbers. You know, because so many people use the same. Because nobody's that imaginative. That when you put in a name to a website and they go, how many times have you done this? You go to a website and they go, what is your ID? You don't have to go in as your real name. How many people have gone in there? How many times have you had to input a name? It says seven figures, underscores, okay, numbers, seven figures and numbers, high, uppercase and lowercase. So they give you the run of possibilities. How many times have you gone there and said, I got a name, nobody will have this name, Bear Claw, and you put in Bear Claw, and it goes, nope, sorry, that's been taken. So then you go, all right, okay, hold on. I got one. How about if I go Bear Claw Big Guy? And I use all the B's in capitals. You push it. And it goes, sorry, that's taken. Wow. Wow. So then you go, bear claw, big guy, 257. Punch it. Taken. 258. Taken. 259. Taken. 260. And you go, what? How many times do you have to do it? How many people are out there thinking of the same thing? These are all trials and tribulations of the interweb. You know, hearing all this here on Cthulhu Chronicles. Oh, but anyway, so I decided to do this and I am going to do this. But you know what else happened? No, you don't. Because you don't go to my mailbox and you shouldn't go to my mailbox. Get out of my mailbox. Don't go there. Even though the door's open, there is no door. The door swung off during a storm in, I don't know, 1998, let's say. And since then, I have not replaced it. So if you go into my mailbox, so you wouldn't know. I got a Val pack. I used to call it value pack. It's not, it's Val pack. V-A-L-P-A-K. Nobody spells things, you know, when it's a brand name or whatever. The Val pack, which has tons of coupons. And I told you about this because we talked about Beano. The product, there's weird products in here too. Beano and pain spray. I still have the coupon right here. Pain spray. And so I figured, you know what? We'll do, we'll open this later. Talk about some, that's the little Mel Tillis there. No, that wouldn't be Mel Tillis. That would just be kind of a loop. Mel Tillis would be that. I'm not making fun, Mel. I met Mel. Mel's a nice guy. Is Mel alive? No. After I go through some of this Popular Mechanics stuff, I'm going to open up the Val pack and we're going to probably find a couple of weird, wonderful coupons in there for products that we have no idea why they exist, if they sell, and we'll ever see them again, why we should buy them for us, for anyone else that's just there. So we'll have that too. My name is Frank Cotolo, and I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show. I started the show back in 1825, and here I am still alive. Hey, there you go. Congratulations, SRN Media Works. I want to say that. It's the 20th anniversary. 21 has begun for SRN Media Works. This is how deep we are into the history of internet broadcasting. If SRN Media Works is 21, what's your station? Only stations that I'm on here. How old are you? A lot of you guys have been around a long time. You need to promote it. You need to say, wake up, it's night. Get yourself, I told you, my coffee's cold. Doesn't matter. I'm just going to move on. I don't know how I'll wet my whistle if I start to get dry. And I will, because I didn't even bring down a bottle. I'm out of water. I got to go shopping. I got nothing here. I have nothing. Don't say got. I have nothing. Okay. Popular Mechanics, as I said, this will be the last issue I get. So, you know, if they have great features and I could use them on the show, tough cookies, Mr. Tough Cookies, I won't be able to do it and promote you anymore. Like you can? You don't know. Can you identify who subscribes or buys your magazine based on hearing it on this show? Because I don't think there's anyone else in any other show. It's another thing. I don't think there's any other show on any kind of radio, satellite, brick and mortar, interweb, podcast, who has even mentioned this magazine in the past 10 years. Have there? Hello? Unless they have their own podcast. I don't even know if they do that. This issue actually has a piece of fiction in it. That's really strange. You know? Acclaimed novelist Smith Henderson. Wow. That's weird. Okay? And they have a lot of ads, which is, you know, which keeps it going. That's what keeps the magazine going, not the subscriptions. Which is why they send out comp subscriptions. Anyway, let's move on to this. What happened here is this. The best tech of the year. The year being Y2K plus 17. And it's got, wow, we got stuff we're going to talk about. You might not even know these products exist. But it is coming up to the holiday time. I want to mention this also. Look, as things, you know, as things come to me, I'm going to, you know, I only have a list of so many things. As things come to me, I will tell you, and that is the 23rd of November is a Thursday. And as usual, the last Thursday, it is the last of each November, in the United States at least, is Thanksgiving. I invite you, all things being equal, all things being okay, I will be here live then, that night. So have yourself a big meal, have yourself a little meal, don't eat. Whatever you do, be here, and I will be here for your Thanksgiving evening. Now, the other thing is this, and I thought of this too, right? Thursdays, which I always told you, always said this. I picked this particular time slot because it's a powerhouse slot before the weekend. This is the day before the weekend begins, the day before the last day of work for a lot of people who work like that and before the weekend. This is a powerhouse. That is why when they wanted to put more football on television, they used Thursday night. Usually Monday night football, because after Sunday, there'd be one game left over and people still wanted football. So they'd watch it on Monday night and get together, I guess, the guys mostly. I don't think a lot of women, I don't think they were, I know they weren't. I know that, okay. I won't finish that sentence. Point being, later on when they wanted to put more football, they went to only one time slot, and that is Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right? So now here's the deal. The deal is I don't think anybody who listens to this show, oh, what the heck is that? Hi, oh, look at that. I guess somebody's on Skype here. Well, look at this. Hold on there. Let me just talk to our friend. Hi. Hi, this is Cotolo Chronicles. No way to call in. Yes, you can. Yes, on Skype. Well, geez, do you want to, here, let's see if, wait, we can make a change. You want to talk? Hey, look at this. We have, let's see. I'm not going to tell you who is this? Because if this person cannot talk, then yes, this person can talk. Oh my goodness.
Hi.
Oh my goodness. What a great surprise on an evening when I don't have any guests and I'm just talking. What a great surprise.
I know you're just talking and rambling and you saw me on a boat in Thailand and you said, is that you?
Yes.
So call in. Well, I'm listening to your show.
Whoa. I love it. This is, Ms. the Princess. Von Isenberg.
You know what I was thinking, Frank? What? Maybe I could do a segment on your show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What? You want to do a segment?
A weekly segment.
Sure.
I can talk about anything. But anything that's interesting, of course, internationally.
Anything you say is interesting internationally, darling.
Okay.
It's been so long.
You pick the topic. I'll do a demo, and then you can see.
No demo. Just figure something out and do it. You know me. I fly by the seat of these pants here. We just do it. There's no... How are you? I'm okay. I've been through some rough patches. I know you have too, but we can talk about that privately. How are you?
I know.
How are you?
You know, I'm wonderful. I'm about to travel the world again.
What? Where now?
Yeah.
Where? What?
But I wanted to give, I just, I'm looking for something like really interesting to do internationally, you know, because that's what I've done. I've lived in every country in the world. I was a top model. I have connections and I want to, you know, not go back doing that, but just, you know, talk about what's going on in the world and my feelings and different things.
Are you still in, are you calling now from another?
California.
Okay, you're still in California. Okay, fine, fine. The number I had for you on a regular phone, I don't know, did that same number? Remember I kept asking you and you went, I gotta go here, I gotta go there.
I think so. I did send you a message tonight.
Okay,
so
good.
We can figure that out.
Okay.
Because your number is the same. I left you a message, I guess, on your number.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing it. I don't get many messages.
Are you still on the show?
This is me. I'm here.
Really?
I've been here for God knows how long. I mean, once in a while, It's been a weird year because certain technical things and certain health issues have, you know, knocked off a couple of shows. But I'm, you know, as long as I can, as long as I can put my mouth near this microphone and sit down here, I do it every week.
You sound great. You sound great. And next week is going to be a great show unless you have a surprise. Is that it?
I have. If I have a surprise, I'm gonna do what no one else is gonna do. Wilder, I'm not gonna promote this Rolling Stone book. I'm not gonna promote this biography. I'm gonna talk about someone who should be talked about, who's not going to be through all that promotion. Well, what have you been doing? What are you gonna do? Are you gonna go to? You're just gonna go live somewhere?
You're not on the show now, right?
What? You're on the show now?
No.
What?
You're just talking to me on your cell, right?
No, I'm on the show. You're on the show. You're right here on the show.
Wonderful. What do you think I should do? You tell me and I'll do it.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know. You said you want to go somewhere you haven't been or somewhere where you've been and what?
Well, no, somewhere I know, but I just got something.
What?
I just came back from Brazil.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know, I was on the beach in Ipanema and I just pictured you doing the samba. Because I remember you telling me
yes.
about that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a big...
in Rio.
Yeah, I'm a big Bossa Nova guy. I still play Bossa Nova. I'm a big Bossa Nova guy. I just... but I don't go to Brazil because there's too many poor people, right? Isn't it like two classes and that's it in Brazil?
No, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's really beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But I know, I remember you love the music, the samba, and that's my favorite music. Were you placing samba tonight?
I hadn't planned it here tonight. I still do the show before this. I do the music.
The green room.
Yeah, the green room. So.
And well, Johnny and your alter ego.
Yeah, that guy does it.
I love it.
That guy does it. Brazil. So you don't want to go back. You came back from Brazil, and you want to go somewhere else where they're.
And I was there in France before, and then Fiji. You remember Fiji on my island?
Yeah, I didn't know if that was still going for you.
I'm trying to sell it because it's too far. I don't know. You know, when you get those cyclones, like the last cyclone, you don't know where you're going to end up. Everything, you end up somewhere else and you have to rebuild and redo everything. It's too much.
You're going to have trouble selling it though. I mean, you got to.
I am having trouble. I have an ad on eBay and tonight I put an ad in the Malibu Times. It's going to be next week. I'll send you a copy of it.
Okay. You have an ad on eBay? What are they doing? Bidding for your island?
They can auction, but no, not, it's just for sale, but it's a very, very low price. And it's a beautiful 51 acres of beachfront land.
51 acres?
Right next to Jean-Michel Cousteau.
51 acres?
Beachfront. Beautiful. The most beautiful place on earth.
Wow.
And I'm practically giving it away. I'm not even getting what I paid for it. And it's beautiful. I mean, 51 acres. It starts at the beach and it goes up 4,000 feet. It's lovely. And then from the top, you have a view of all of the South Pacific Islands. It's gorgeous. And the water, there's nothing like it, you know. It's right next to Jean-Michel Cousteau. You know Jean-Jacques Cousteau.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was the great underwater, the Frenchman who discovered. Yeah. And it's the most beautiful part of Fiji. Unfortunately, and it's nice too. It has its own water, like Fiji water, creeks. I mean, it's gorgeous over there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and Ali, that overpriced water, that Fiji water. You go to a hotel and what do they charge you? $10 a bottle? How do we know it's Fiji water? How do we know that water is from Fiji? How do we know?
It is Fiji water. Yeah. You can see it. You can actually see it from the source. But you can get it maybe, you know, for $2 if you look around, maybe it's Smart and Final.
Yeah, well, that's still water, you know. It's a lot of money for water. But anyway, that's okay. So you don't know where you're going to go. Well, you know, we need to stay in touch and then,
I know. We'll think of something.
It was such a long time.
You used to have a segment on your show. I don't know if she came weekly or once a month, but it was really interesting. It was a certain topic. It was a doctor maybe or someone that you talked to get their opinion about things. And I thought that segment was really good.
It was a segment. I have guests and
I don't remember her name.
Her name. I have, still have a lot of the same guests are still living and coming to the show, now and then. And so, we'll do it. And I want you're going to commit to this?
Yes, I'll commit to it. You give me a segment tell me what you want me to talk about, because I can talk about everything just like you.
But you you need to pick it, because I what can I tell you? Why would I tell you what to talk about? It's you. You've been all over the world. You're globally gorgeous. Okay. You're globally gorgeous. You you go 4,000 feet above a Fuji water. You should talk with what you talk about. You say whatever you want, how much time you want, and we'll put you on. All I'll do is I'll think of a name, a title for the segment, and then we'll feature that segment wherever you want.
Direction. Yeah. You know, I can go off in 108 degrees.
Yeah, yeah. And
Mike, it's just such a, and I've really missed you.
Yeah,
let's do this.
I missed you too, and I'm glad you just popped on here. I'll continue, and then we'll I'll answer your messages on. Where'd you get me on Facebook?
Everywhere.
Oh, I'm everywhere with you. I'm everywhere with you, Maquette. We're gonna talk again and all sorts of stuff. And here's all you people listening, you heard it first. This has just happened right here, right now. She's back, the Princess von Isenberg and me. Thank you, darling.
Okay. I love you, Frank.
Love you too.
All your audience love you.
Okay, talk
to
you soon.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Wasn't that great? See what happens here? What happens here happens here. Okay? And so it's not like Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. No, what happens here goes out everywhere. Maquette von Isenberg has returned. The return of, should play some bossa nova just because I know she's still listening. Let's see if I can get some here. Hold on. Let me just get some, anyway, let's talk about, what are we talking about? I could do that too because it's the top of the hour. Why don't I play this one particular piece? And I will play that for Maquette and for everyone else to listen while, and then here's what's going to happen. So everybody can run off to the bathroom or come back or do whatever it is you have to do. I'll play this particular, bossa nova thing, a beautiful little piece, that I know, Maquette, you will, love it when you listen to it, and you will be listening because she's still listening. Isn't that funny? What's funny is that there's some people come up to me and go, how do I get your show anymore? Because they used to listen. And then there are people like Maquette, the Princess von Isenberg, who knows where to find it, what to do, how to listen. Oh, we love her. I missed her a lot and she's back. So, we'll be doing, a lot of that. In the meantime, what do I do? Oh, I'll play this and then let's make sure. Yes, we'll do this. Here it comes. And then, go on over and come back. We got a whole nother part of the show going. Here's Terra Brasil.
And by the way, have you forgotten to say where you live, what's your name, what you do? In case you're free, we can go, you and me, to the zoo. And may I ask you what you do with your days, with your nights, with your time, with your life? Suppose I dare to ask, what are you doing tonight? If you were free, I can lend you these wings for a flight. Haven't we met? I can't remember, but yet I could swear I have seen you before. But if you're scared of my boat, I can take you ashore. Or would you rather catch the wind that blows steady and pulls to the high open sea? You are the force, that irresistible might that creates in me the power of flight.
We are kites in the sky. We can fly, we can fly, we can fly, we can fly.
I get a flash of your thigh like a spy in the sky. I see thy heavenly thighs in the skies, in the skies. There where the sea meets the sky, you and me, you and I.
For so long.
give you this rose and you give me a kiss. Suppose we take off our clothes and we plunge in the sea. And just dismiss with a kiss the petite bourgeoisie. Chronicles. Frank Catello, man, whose name adorns.
I see thy
heavenly thighs in the sky. And you want to know why I love this music, right? All right. And the man whose name adorns the title of the show. Played that for a surprise guest, the Princess Van Rissenberg, who will have a segment on this show from now on. We'll figure it out. It'll be great. Even if she moves to Scandinavia? I don't know. Where's she going to go? Back to... You can't go to Brazil. You know, you ever think of people who go... Do people who go to the Amazon, who go to Brazil... I should have asked her this. People who go to Brazil, do they ask for a tour of the Amazon.com factory? Can you take me where... They think Amazon is... Oh, well. Suppose we take off our clothes and we plunge in the sea. Well, you don't write lyrics like that anymore. Okay, this is it. Wake up, it's night. We're going to move on because that was a great little break there. I'm going to move on now to what we were going to talk about, I think. I got an hour. I could do this. Are you kidding me? Here in Popular Mechanics, as we were talking about. This is Catola Chronicles, by the way. I hope you got your new beverage or whatever it is you need to go for, you have international, what did she say? Now she's talking about, you have what? International, yeah, I know. You have internet, what? You have international experience to talk about any subject 24 hours a day. Yes to the Amazon. People want to go to the Amazon and ask, how about them apples? They have apples in the Amazon? It's the name of my new book, Apples in the Amazon. By Frank Catola. People want to go to the Amazon to, they want to buy things to get online. Okay, let's move on here. Maquette's still listening. Along with all of you wonderful people who have listened to me through the years. I want to get to the Valpak eventually, but I haven't done one thing from Popular Mechanics. But who cares, right? They're not paying for this. The first story in this, the best tech of the year. Let's look at 2017. Probably a lot of gadgets and gear and stuff that you didn't even know has come out. You know, we've talked about some of this stuff in the past, over the year. A few 3D printers. 3D printers. You know, I don't understand 3D printing. They call it printing. It's a printing machine and objects come out. And now, I don't understand the concept. I mean, I guess I do understand the concept. I don't understand it. It's a machine. Here's a Dremel machine. Educational printers of note. MakerBot replicator. A MakerBot. What they do is it's like, this one here looks like a microwave. And what it does is it makes objects. They said printer. They call it a printer, but it makes objects. And I don't know how this works. What do you do? Pour plastic into it or something? And then it creates the object? And how does this work? It makes physical
I mean, a printer prints physical papers and pieces, right? Yeah. But this makes feel like cups. What does it make? Cups? It makes flashlights. It makes pens. What? There are a number of these things. Who's buying these? Look at all the models. The Doodler Create. It's called, one of them is called the Doodler Create. I don't know what that means. The Ultimaker, the Flashboard. So there are a number of those that came out, and I don't know anybody would buy that. Do you? It's been 4 years since Elon Musk shared his vision for transcending ships, trains, cars, and planes. Will the Hyperloop ever be more than a vision? Well, they didn't do that then. I'm not going to do that. They didn't make a Hyperloop. Let's look at stuff they did. Five things the Air Force invented over this year. The Air Force invented tech things, right? How about this? The satellite constellation behind the global positioning system, which the Air Force manages. And it, you know what? This isn't stuff you're going to buy anyway. Let's forget about it. Forget about that. Never lose another screw. Here's something. Here's a piece that, here's something. You got a screw loose? Never lose another screw. It says, I have a gift for losing small mechanical, I have a gift. Oh, that's a phrase. I have a gift for losing small mechanical parts, writes the author, whoever that author might be. Roy Berenson. Okay, that's the only name you're going to get. He says, I have a gift for losing small mechanical parts. I've dropped screws so successfully, it's as if they departed for another dimension, a place in which exists an infinitely large cloud of small metal parts, circling slowly through eternity. He waxes poetic about a tray. That's why I now use a magnetic parts tray for everything short of making a sandwich. This craftsman tray is $10. I hold woodworking screws, small parts for hand planes, finishing nails, lamp nipples. There's such a thing as lamp nipples. I know, I never thought what to call those things. Yes, the ones that screw on the top, you screw so that you can get the bulb in there. It's a nipple. Bolts and studs. Studs like nipples. So there you go, nipples. Okay, anyway. I hold woodwork. Okay, he does it. The tray is a blessing for appliance repair because it can hold parts in a vertical or upside down position. There's something. It's a tech thing. That's what I like about the stuff they talk about, technical and popular mechanics. Because they're talking about things that were created digitally. I wonder if a 3D printer can make a magnetic tray. I do wonder that. Do you steer clear of bad car advice? Look at this. Tiny satellites explore the universe. Okay, fine. But we're not going to buy one of those. So we're going to look at stuff that people have, some gear stuff, which is real simple. Okay, it's not that. I remember this. They advertise cigarettes here. Tobacco. Real simple different. This natural American spirit. I remember when I used to smoke. Oh, it was a long time ago. Because everything's a long time ago with me, right? That's a long time ago. And I remember buying these Native American spirit, natural American spirit, Native American cigarettes. When it comes to crafting, they have an advertisement there. Of cigarettes. And when you talk about tobacco, you know, didn't the American Indians or the Native Americans or some kind of Indians, some natives of the Indian bloodline somewhere in the world, didn't they introduce tobacco to Sir Walter Raleigh, which is why they used to have Raleigh cigarettes, used to be a brand. I don't know if you can get them anymore. Raleigh. It's a brand of cigarettes. Probably cost, what now? $20. Raleigh. And had a picture of Sir Walter Raleigh. Because he, introduced the use of tobacco as a stimulant or just a pleasurable thing to do with your lips and rolling up and smoking and inhale. He introduced it, I think, to Great Britain or one of the countries involved in the Great British Empire. He did. Sir Walter Raleigh. Which is why in the song, the John Lennon song, I'm So Tired, He says, and Cursor Walter Raleigh, he was such a stupid get. That's G-H-E-T. Means bastard. It's a word, a way to say bastard in Great Britain. Cursor Walter Raleigh was such a stupid get because he got us all addicted, you say. You get it? But I remember these cigarettes because they were all natural. And I remember I didn't like them. Okay, so there you go. Tobacco ingredients, tobacco and water. That's all. When it comes to crafting real taste in our blend, says Natural American Spirit Cigarettes, two ingredients are all that ever needed, tobacco and water. That's not new or digital, so I don't know why. I'm just surprised there's a cigarette ad in a magazine at all. That's all. Just surprised. And you're surprised to know of Sir Walter Raleigh. Raleigh cigarettes. Here's something here. How to cut your own hair. And the tools that are used. I recently bought something that's digital. I was out looking for a shaver, you know, electric shaver, and they have digital shavers or what have you. They're all so darn expensive, I didn't want to get them. I had an idea when I saw this digital, they're clippers, they're clippers, but they're very fine blades, and they're the kind you use to shape hair. It's not necessarily shave it off or, I don't know what they're called. I don't know what it's called. They're buzzers. They're not buzzers. They're, that's how they sound. Bzzz. This digital thing that is used in hairstyling, what have you. And I said, you know, actually I made a mistake. I bought this thinking it was a small, I thought it was a small shaver, electronic shaver. And when I opened it up, I realized it was not. And yet I also realized, this is Yankee ingenuity, I also realized that it could be used as a shaver and a pre-shaver. So if I let my beard grow for a week, then what I do is I use this shaver. It's not a shaver. I don't, this clipper, this very fine clipper. I use it on my face and my neck. And then that gets rid of the long hairs. So that I could get a close shave with a regular 10-cent Bic shaver blade. Huh? And do I live in the 21st century or what? So I do that. And so this says how to cut your own hair digitally. How to digitally cut your hair. And I don't know. I don't know if I'd try this because I'm not the kind of guy who deals with accuracy very well. And when it comes to tools, either. And when it comes to tool, either. But this says, instead of relying on YouTube, this guy got help from a stylist, an instructor at Cutler Salon in New York. Apparently there are these, here, comb. There's a rubber, hot, not plastic, get rubber, not plastic. Tools, scissors, you know, there's no such thing as digital, they're not digital scissors, okay, but they have, okay, clippers, and this is what I have, I guess that's what they call them, clippers, that's what I use for, to shave, spray bottle, hair clips, and band-aids, but band-aids, that guy's got a sense of humor, this has nothing to do with gear, so we're going to pass it up, but it does tell you, and that's what I love about this junk being the stuff inside of Popular Mechanics, and I use that as an endearing term, okay? How to do your own hair. Here's some new coffee makers, okay? They're considering this a great thing, a carat, the coffee, the water, digital water? No. This is a 137 parts. Oh, you build this yourself. You build it. You put it together? Here, look, I'm going to read this to you. One of the undersung pleasures of our growing appreciation for coffee and beer is uncovering people who were doing them right before the rest of us cared. Before anyone had an idea what a third wave coffee shop could be, Gerard Clement Smith founded Technivorm. T-E-C-H-N-E, Technivorm, like worm with a V, and started making a coffee maker that got water hot enough and dispersed it effectively enough to yield quality coffee at home. 5 decades and many imitators later, Smith's Mocha Master is still many coffee snobs' brewer of choice. Time to, it's funny. You don't assemble it, but it gives you the time. Listen, time to disassemble. Why would you take it apart? Why would you buy this thing and take it apart? 43 minutes and 23 seconds, 137 parts in this particular digital coffee maker. The Technivorm Mocha Master KBG741AO. I often wonder what those things mean, you know? When they have like the BKBG623056. What does that mean? Anyway, so there's one. They show all the parts here, the 137. This is the last thing on earth I want to do, okay? not disassemble it. You could charge, I don't know what this costs, and it doesn't say here, but I wouldn't, you could give me the money it costs. Give me the money and the parts. I wouldn't take say, put it together yourself, and I wouldn't do it. That is not something done by Frank Catolo. Hey, you know, now that it's coming to the Christmas time and people put up, you know, lights and stuff, that's why I have to get that show. I have to find that show I talked about. Well, you know, it's in December, so we just look through the archives. My father and I putting up Christmas lights in Brooklyn. That was a great show. Could never replicate it, if that's a word. This LED Christmas lights that flicker, especially the ones outside. Oh, you don't want them to flicker. There are LED Christmas lights now. I gotta admit, I forgot what LED stands for, and I'm not gonna just open up a Google and find it, but you know, that's totally in the digital dictionary, and it's a word that did not exist. That lantern I told you about early, I had that lantern. When there was a blackout, it was an LED light. It's so brilliant. It's got three intensities. Bright, extra bright, and everyone in the room is blinded, I guess, is the third one. Man, it's unbelievable. And I just realized that there must be, I haven't put up Christmas decorations in a dog's age, a long time ago. Everything with you is a long time ago. So, but I, of course, they're a LED, LED. You know, they never say LED. They say LED. It's like LSD. They don't go LSD. They go LSD. Every winter, snow and ice storms tend to knock out our power. And my pellet stove. What better backup? A battery or a generator? Hey, this has to do with the American Indian cigarette sellers are here. Was that racist? I didn't mean to be that racist. For God's sakes. Hey, that was another thing I was going to mention, and I'm going to mention it. I'm going to try to get one or two of the guys, some good friends of mine. They were good friends for a while. And they were American. They're Native Americans. The two guys who had a group called Redbone. You may remember them their only hit. It's their only hit. Huh? I could play it for you. I want to get them. Here they are now. I want to get them on this show. We'll talk about the old days. I didn't know this song was in Guardians of the Galaxy. Hey, God bless you guys. You're making some money they're making money. You remember this, don't you? Everyone remembers this one. Redbone? You all remember this. Of course you do. I'm gonna get these guys. Hey. My guys, yeah. Remember these guys? Remember this? Everyone remembers this song. You just don't remember people talking over it like this. Hey, hey. I gotta find out, where are they? We just interrupted the theme of this show because we're talking about American Indian, not Indian, Native American cigarettes. Boy, these guys knew how to smoke too. Hey! I love that they're making money on this stuff. I love these guys need it too. I'm sure, huh? Unless they own a casino somewhere now. Okay. Okay. Oh, he showed up then. There it goes again. Okay. Come and get your love. Okay, those guys, you're Redbone. I have no idea whatever else. They were great guys, man. They were great, fun guys and very liberal. And they, you know, I used to say to them, you know, if everyone was talking about anything American, I'd go, hey, it's your country. So, you know, I aver to you. Where was I now? Okay, I was here. The DIY gift for people who eat. Here's a digital baby that came out this year. Everyone loved. What is it? Three tasty sauces? What does this have to do? What does this have to do with digital gear? Come on. Live up to what it says on the cover of this magazine. A guide to idiot lights. Oh, these are the digital lights that are in your car. The Popular Mechanics Car Care Diagnostic Manual. I use this with my Subaru, which is I got a huge Subaru. A huge? Used. I said huge. A used Subaru Outback. Wow. There's actually a Native American theme to this show. Look what popped up. The Native American cigarettes, only two ingredients, tobacco and water. What else? I'm getting messages from Maquette. Thank you, doll. Thank you very much. A Native American cigarettes. And, she says, a little note here from Maquette says her daughter smokes American Spirit. White brand. There's white, green, and yellow. Oh, okay. There's white. I don't think you should smoke any cigarettes, but if you're going to, you might as well smoke the one with only two ingredients, tobacco and water. It's like my pals always say, come and get your smoke. Hey! Let's see what else they got here. While we're moving along, here's a gift guide. Hey, here's a gift guide now from Popular Mechanics. Digital gifts, watches, Huckberry. What is this? Shop these gifts and more at huckberry.com. PopMech/PopMech. PopMech. Look at this. It's a, what is it? Look at this. You can't. Compact EDC kit. Cut, measure, and clip all with your keychain. Well, what is it? Compact EDC kit. What does EDC stand for? Electronic. What does it stand for? I don't know. Leatherman pocket knife, $25. A knife and a bottle cap opener that comes with a 25 year warranty. 25 years. If you make this product, you've got to sell it to a lot more people because there's no planned obsolescence there that you're just going to have it for 25 years or they're going to, oh wow. What else is here? Life straw. What is life straw? This gear. There's more gear. Why would this gear be digital? I don't care. Here's shoes. These aren't digital shoes, are they? The candy cane. Let's find some more. Digital luggage. Digital luggage gift guide 2017. Here we go. Let me just run through this. So here's the gift guide really quickly. Most surreal. Oh, that's not it. The MMX Vancouver Marshmallow Crossbow. It's a crossbow. I'm looking at it right here. A crossbow. It shoots marshmallows up to 60 feet. This I want. Probably too expensive. I mean, to really spend as a luxury item. And not those little tiny marshmallows, the big campfire marshmallows. I don't know why anyone would want one of these. You should see it. You could see it at huckberry.com pop mech. Another advertising plug from people, from a company that will not pay me to say it. It is. It's a MMX Vancouver marshmallow crossbow. I wonder if a marshmallow hits you. What speed is a mathematical question for you? Scientific question. At what speed, would a marshmallow hitting your head injure you? At what speed would a marshmallow hitting your head injure you? I'm doing like a clock, like I'm waiting for an answer. I have no idea. But there's something you could buy someone. This is definitely a gift for someone who has everything. Because if they have everything except a marshmallow shooting crossbow, does it have a price? Sometimes they show a price, but they don't. How about the Radin A22 carry-on suitcase that looks like a fine piece of luggage? For quick business trips. That's not digital, is it? The sun is shining and, the shop radio is playing the kind of classic rock that you can only listen to while puttering around the yard. What does that mean? What is it? That's not even a, oh man. Splurge booze purchase. Jefferson's Ocean. It's a great bourbon producer in Kentucky. They age these barrels at sea. They age their barrels of bourbon at sea. It's smooth and has a deep, rich flavor, which they attribute to the movement of the ship and the salt air. It's natural. It is not digital. It says here best tech of the year. There's nothing tech about putting a barrel of bourbon on a ship and floating it out there and then getting something that, a liquid that gets you drunk. I'm looking here for other stuff because I'm telling you that, hey, here's one from the cat, Malls of the World. I wonder if she's been to these malls. Look at this. For as long as there have been malls, there have been great photographers chronicling. That's what I do. Life inside these malls. Here's the Ion Orchard, Singapore. Have you been there? Anyone? Mall of America, Bloomington, Minnesota. Park Place Mall, Tucson, Arizona. Mall of the Emirates, Dubai. You know, when we had when Kurt Brando was living in Dubai and he was on this show, he talked about that mall. I think they have literally it's huge. It's a mall and it's in Dubai, so it's got a dome on it. And I think they even have skiing in there. It's gigantic. Gigantic's not the word for it. What's bigger than gigantic? Humongous? Gigantic. You know how people put words together? It's ginormous. They go ginormous. I know, that's stupid. I don't like doing that. Although I do like saying ginormous. Ginormous. Ginormous, ginormous, the two word, big word. It's a big, no. Anyway, this mall has nothing to do with digitals. Ferociously strong tape. T-Rex tape is specially designed for all weather durability. But that's not, bring back the muscle. Why Chevy needs a V8 digital engine. No, you're not going to get that. You're not going to buy that either. Hey, come on. You're letting me down. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go real quickly. I'm going to find something digital. Talk about that. Then I'm going to open the Valpak back with this stuff. Cause we have, about a half hour left. Cause they're like shoes, glass, sunglasses. Come on. This is, the year tech went retro. Here we go. This must be the main article. The year tech went retro. Okay. Let me get the screen down here. Okay. Here we go. The grown up Game Boy. There's a Game Boy. The grown up Game Boy. Look at this. It's a tribute. Some of the switches, the Nintendo Switch, it's called, Nintendo Switch. Attribute some of the Switch's appeal to its namesake trick. You can carry it around and play anywhere, or detach the controllers and play it on a big TV. That flexibility makes it appealing to frequent flyers. Could do any airplanes, huh? Among those spotted with Switches, a couple of musicians I don't know, and a rapper I don't know, and doesn't matter. It comes down to the familiar names in the game library, which thankfully developers didn't carelessly exploit. The latest Zelda, Mario Kart, and Sonic are all fantastic experiences that just happen to have nostalgic appeal. So there's one right there, the grown-up Game Boy. It's called the Nintendo Switch. It's big. It's big. Oh, you see what happened? I see what happened. I see what happened. For some reason or another, the volume, you want to know something? How does this happen? I have no idea why the recording volume on its own decided to tank and lower itself. Now I'm back at 44. That's good. I don't have to put my mouth on the mic. That's wild. Why does that happen? I didn't turn it. I don't know. You see, the zeros and ones knocking into one another, by the way, with less than 30 minutes left to this show, when is the beginning of Savino Veritas, for those of you listening live, with only that, I remind you, you're listening to Cotolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cotolo. I am the man whose name adorns the title of this show. And I chronicle, as I'm trying to do now, but I wouldn't let down by popular mechanics. And the good thing is my last issue. I should be looking for these things, this is just gaming. Cuphead? They're showing different game shortcuts for game makers? No. Antique? Oh, here's a new desktop. Okay, here, how about this? Is this a new piece of gear? What is this? Samsung DEX. DEX. Smartphones are more powerful than most of us need them to be. And I'm reading this cold copy, okay? And this year especially can cost more than a laptop. So it makes sense that Samsung would create this dock that turns a Samsung S8 or Note 8 keyboard, mouse, and TV or a monitor into a full-fledged computer in which apps like Outlook, Google Docs, and YouTube fill the screen. Video editors and other power users need not apply, but even for them, the DEX, that's D, capital D, small e, capital X, the DEX points to a near future when we can use our overkill phones beyond the confines of taps and swipes. Did you even know that existed? How about the wireless keyboard? Well, we know about those things. That's a Volta V. There's prices on these. The Samsung D, capital D, small e, capital X, $150. Now I'm going to show you something that's $1,999 and up. It starts at $1,999. It's called the Volta V. V-O-L-T-A, Volta V. V as in capital V. The prettiest all-in-one computer since the original iMac, the Volta is specced out with liquid cooling and processor and graphic cards options specifically meant for hardcore PC gamers. That means this walnut and bamboo box will handle any task you throw at it. The design pairs well with the newest Call of Duty game, WW2. It's just a box. Yeah, just a box with all these wires, this electronic things in it, and USB cords, and wow, that's weird. It starts at $19.99. And I don't mean $19. I mean $1,999. So it goes up from there. The Linus Sebastian. I was going to say, here's the Linus Sebastian. It's the guy who wrote this. The LG Gram. It's an iPad Pro, used for watching videos. Okay. There's the LG Gram. Here are headphones. Beats Studio. Looks like what Dr. Dre would have worn. but it's not, except with Bluetooth and noise cancellation that adapts as you go from the coffee shop to the sidewalk. We've dismissed previous Beats. That's B-E-A-T-S. I guess that's the brand name, headphones. Why? The Beats products as marketing compensating for a bad sound quality per dollar ratio. The studios changed our minds. The only gripe about this is if the battery's dead, the wired connection doesn't work at all. Well, let me tell you something. They said the battery's dead. This thing, if you've got a headphones, you got a headphones on. Hey, you got a headphones on. I talk like the people who are from the way. If you have headphones on in the coffee shop and you leave the coffee shop and your headphones are still on, you got these like this, you got music that's like the soundtrack of the world because you don't want to hear the world. You just want to hear your music as you walk. You got to be careful because, I mean, that's like dangerous. It's not like dangerous. It's like dangerous, man. It is dangerous. Oh, here's one. The Paris, we're talking about malls. What is this? Paris, Maquette's going to tell us. She wrote something about what? She wrote something about the Paris. You got to keep moving on there. The new iPhone. What is this? Talking about malls. The Paris flea market goes on for 10 city blocks. Wow. That's a flea market. You could buy and find anything from from $1 to $1,000. A price fit for everyone's budget. There are also Romanian gypsies that are at the Paris flea market. Romanian gypsies, mind you. That's just, you know, if you're a gypsy, the very nature of being called the gypsy means you wander around and you don't really have a home and you don't have an origin either. You're not going to be a Romanian gypsy. You're a gypsy from Romania, but you don't stay in Romania. You're born in Romania and then you gypsyize and go everywhere else. Anyway, it has Romanian gypsies, and obviously these Romanian gypsies are somewhere else. They're in Paris. The Romanian gypsies read your fortune in crystal balls and in tea leaves. There's nothing at all, digital about that, is there? The new iPhone 10, that's an X, came out this month, starts at $1,000. It has wireless earbuds from D-Beats. So there's Beats again. I guess that's the guy. What's his name? Dr. Dre. I don't know anything about that or how it happened, the Dr. Dre thing. I mean, what did he do? He created headphones and ear things and earbuds and stuff, and then he became a billionaire while he did rap music? I don't know. Dr. Dre. There's a mighty music player. I can see it right here. You can't. Antique looking sound. It looks like a big old speaker with mesh. It looks like it's mesh. And you can see the speakers. But of course, they're not. Because these are not woofers. And is that what they call them? Woofers and hummers? Hummers and woofers and beggars and barkers? This year, Apple stopped making the iPod Shuffle and Nano. For those who miss using a dedicated music device, there's the Mighty. It's called Mighty, which holds more than 1,000 songs from Spotify. Good news for joggers, because these big phones are annoying to carry in an armband. Where are those? Here's E. You know, they have letters and they're showing F. I don't see F. This audio thing, the antique, is audio is one of the viewer. What is this? It's a technology hasn't outsmarted basic ergonomics or the laws of physics. Yes, Bluetooth earbuds are convenient, but for serious listeners, tiny pieces of plastic can't replace audio hardware with real buttons and enough size to produce big sound. And that's why Master and Dynamic MA770 speakers. It costs $1,800. To answer your first question, this is 35 pounds. So in other words, this is not taking, this is retro, taking the size and shape of something. Because you old thing, everything was very big and it wasn't small except transistor radios. So this is taking, it's 35 pounds. Next, the concrete body isn't just a novelty. The material dampens like wood and the resulting sound is of the quality you'd expect for this price. It streams via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, but it also has auxiliary and optical outlets for record players and theater record players. Yeah, because people are buying vinyl again. And, you know, everything should be everything should be available, right? I mean, if you want to wash your clothes the way they did in the 1800s, those, you know, those washers you ever see in the old time movie, in the movies that, and my old time movies, everything with you is a long time ago, Frank. You know, they like, you squeeze it through these cylinders to dry it, you wet it and dry. They should have those kind of, they should have everything. They shouldn't just have digital stuff. They should also have analog stuff available for people to buy. Now, they started doing that with music because people started buying record players again, stereos, you know, with the needle and the vinyl music, even though you have files and stuff. So people buy those, that retro thing for some reason. So why can't they get old-time washing machines, those things, to wring out, you used to call it wring out your clothes, right? Everything should be available. So that's what they're doing. See, they made this, what? Whip, whip. There's another, I got another what? 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 Who is that? Oh, it's a photo. You can't see it, people. You can't see the photo that is shared. Here's a photo of Dre. Oh, here's Doc. Oh, and the, oh, here it is. I guess it's Dr. Dre. Oh, Andre Romel Young, better known as by his stage name, Dr. Dre. He's an American rapper. And that's what you want to do with your Christmas presents, right? You want to rap them. So you have to be a rapper. Record producer and entrepreneur. He is the founder and current CEO of Aftermath Entertainment and Beats Electronic. Oh, so he's the guy who did the beats. Okay, so he's the guy, yeah, I'll beat the beats stuff. His net worth, according to Wikipedia, is $740 million. But, you know, he didn't count it today. So when they printed that, but not today. Thank you for that, Miquette. I wish all of our listeners were as precise and as sharp. And you are. You're just not tuning. See, you can do this. You can get me on Skype. And while I'm doing a show, you can hone in by writing this stuff. And sometimes I'll put you on. Put you on. Now you're always putting us on, Frank, right? That's it. High-tech pencils. Have you ever seen these things? I have a tab, a little tab, but not one of these huge tablets. And they have pencils. The Samsung Galaxy Note 8. And these are the ones that Popular Mechanic, that at $929 for a pencil. Yes, you heard me correctly. $929. The iPad Pro 10.5 inch, $649. I'm not going to go deeply into this. Some smartphones that are good. What else? I'm getting to the end of it anyway. And then we're going to quickly go to the, with the last, 12 minutes or so. We're going to go, that's it. Guns? What? Weather tech? Workshop? What is this? Here's another American Spirit ad. What's this? Make a concrete dish. All you need is an afternoon and a little concrete. Okay. That's what I used to, that, you know, my great grandfather used to say that. All you need is all you need is an afternoon and a little concrete. Easy ways to do hard things. Okay, that's it. And then, tools, power tools, that's that. Okay. Towards the end here, guns, digital drills, digital knives, and that's it. Okay, there's some of the things anyway. I thought that would be a lot more extensive, but RotoCube. There's a whole bunch of things in the back. They actually have ads in the back. Okay, I'm going to open up the... Let's open up the value. Not value, ValPak. I don't know. You know, they send this to me for nothing, and I don't know why. Probably be... I don't know why. Thank you. Because it says... And I'm not going to give you my address. Neighbors at... And it has my address. Now, you're not getting my address. Unless I know you personally. We could take out all these... There's tons of little ads. Okay, here's one for the Blue Ridge Family Restaurant. And what they do is, I don't know how this works in terms of making money. And it's got two sides to it, serve a pumpkin pie. So they're advertising going, taking your family or friends or relatives or pets to a Thanksgiving, a large banquet room and having other stuff here. Here's a hair has sport clips haircuts. So I guess there's a place. Where is this? I never heard of it. I need a haircut. Where should I go? Should I go here? No. I know. I don't want to talk about losing my special hair barber. She's gone. Okay. Not Jin Dai. I'm just saying. Here's a one for Perkins. See, I keep some of these and I bring them and they work. You bring them to the place and you go, hey, I want this sandwich. And here's $12 off. It's not $12. I'm looking for one of those weird products like Beano and pain spray. I love it. I kept them right here. I never bought them though. Family comfort, carpet, dry cleaning. People still dry clean the pizza and subs. Someone told, I heard this and I never heard it before, but somebody said it as if everyone has heard it. What did they say about pizza? Even when it's bad, it's good. So even bad pizza is good because it's pizza. I know that's ridiculous to me. And I am, I'm a connoisseur. I'm not a pizza snob. I'll eat anything. Then I don't eat it much anymore, but I do know great pizza, and the greatest pizza I've ever had was Vinny and Johnny's in Brooklyn. And yeah, so that's the end of that. No pizza ever tasted like that again. As much as they advertised, as much as they said, this is the best pizza, this is New York pizza. When I lived in L.A., they had a store, it's called New York Pizza, and it was designed on the inside like a subway stop with the tiles. And it had it said the name of the place. And it wasn't New York pizza. It wasn't. It didn't taste anything like New York pizza. But that was the deal. There's this real New York pizza. And they weren't even Italians. I guess I don't, you know. So I have no idea. And I never heard that before. Have you heard it? This says pizza and subs. This is a coupon from a place that said pizza and subs. You know, you didn't get subs at Vinnie and Johnny's. You got pizza. Period. You got Sicilian pizza, the squares, and then people came in and says, I want a round pie, because the round pizza. And the thick Sicilian pizza was called the square. I want a square pie or a round pie. Do you get any easier than that? I want a round pie. I want a round pie, cheese pie. You know, and they didn't have all this crazy stuff on it, like coconuts and stuff. They put coconuts and there's pineapples and things, you know, and there's pizza. What, and it didn't have white, there was no such thing as white pizza. And except pizza. Pizza was white food. And when, where I lived, that's what they did, because they didn't have, well, that's a long story too. That's a social issue. Red Wing Shoes or something for shoes. Here's the Hibachi Grill and Buffet. I think this is the place I was, yes, I, no, I don't know if that's the place, forget it. Wet Basement, Nasty Crawl Space. Okay, you gotta think for that. Fresh subs. Love it. I know this place. It's in a gas station. They have the yogurt place and a gas station around here. Here's a quick quality car wash and lube. When you wash your own car? No. Here's a bunch of, you could get all purpose weather resistant tarp. Oh, this is where is this? Harbor Freight. I don't need freight. Here's another thing to eat. This is not an Italian place. Giotti's. But it's, you know, it says it's $5 off, $10 off. It says $10 off if your total bill is $50. No, I'm going to, whole house water systems? No, I'm looking for the weird one so we could talk about that. Save now on home security. After a couple of years, they want to get you every month. The bell's there, water systems, no, nothing weird there. Another Hibachi place. Agway, where you buy pet photos and purchase stuff you put on your lawn. Angelo's Pizza. The stain removal experts. What do you want to be when you grow up, Johnny?
I want to be a stain removal expert.
Wow. That's ambitious. It is. It's okay. You could do that. You want to be a stain removal expert? Here's a place called Trimasters. He's got to make good money. I don't want him making fun. Grow your business with Valpak. Here's how it works. Mail 20,000 free homes. So you pay them and they put your advertisement in here and it goes to 20,000 homes and winds up on this show just hurling them. Here's Hong Kong Ruby. Go get the stylish holidays. I'm looking for it. Save $10 on super shoes. What makes them super? I don't know. They just call it that. New roof? Just got one. Thank you. Windows World. Yeah, I can see clearly now. Okay. Buy three tires. Get one free. You need four. And they're car tires. Buy three tires and get one free. So either buy two and leave two, your old ones, or you buy, why would you buy three and not buy the other one? They're saying you get the other one for free because there's no such thing as there might be a three tire car somewhere. I don't know. Our gift for you this season, Stanley Steamer. I have no idea. Oh, this is steaming. A lot of stuff for cleaning, a lot of cleaning stuff. Specialty air ducts, professional duct cleaning. Here's a life insurance for $100,000. Buy it. Send no money now. Just don't die before you do send any. Three shirts for $99.95. Is that good? Custom table pads. Linen. No, that's not a weird one. I'm going to be disappointed if there's no like beanie. There's no weird one. Here's one that folds open into three different parts. Castle. Again, what is this? Oh, these are windows. No, windows. I can see clearly. Here's a Sam's Club gift card. Some of these, look at this. Some of these have two, they fold. They have two things and they have this disclaimer on the back. Deal must be redeemed before December 31st, 2017 in order to be eligible to receive these offers. Offer not valid for Sam's Plus membership. Join now as a new savings member. And then there's a million words there. Who's going to read that? No. This is it. This stinks. There's no Beano. There's no pain spray. You know, nothing but disappointment did I get. Except the Princess Miquette Isenberg, called Von Isenberg. That was the surprise and that was the spotlight of the show. And we're going to have her on regularly. She says it. She committed to it. That's that, okay? Well, this Valpak is going right into which I got on Valpak, my metal waste paper bag. I'm going to get a digital waste paper bag. That would be good. A digital waste paper bag a digital waste paper bag where I could throw my Valpak coupons. Aye, huh? I tell you. My name is Frank Cotolo. A man's name adorns the title of the show. The show is Cotolo Chronicles. And we're rapidly moving to the end of this show for now. We're hoping to be back again next week live. And I always say that because you never know what's going to happen. But a couple of things we're going to do. I'm going to throw this out. Oh, I can't wait till the show's over, Frank. Everything with you was a long time ago. Jan Wenner biography that is coming out. I'm going to talk to you about what's probably not in the book, and I'll try to find out if it is so that'll be fair to the biographer, but also read from the article to see if there's anything in the article that was promoting the book and the article in Vanity Fair, which is also a regular, real magazine with a spine and, you know, everything, the actual pages that you turn, all that stuff. And that, I'm going to tell you something. And it's a personal story, and it has to do with somebody who was very, very good to this show and who opened up doors that made this show a lot wider when nobody wanted to listen to alternative radio. Huh? But Jan Wenner and his Rolling Stone, and I wonder if he even talks about. And I might have clips, if I could find clips of the person I'm talking about, who has since passed away, who was on this show very early on, when we really needed to, what did we need to do? Validate the idea that this type of broadcast could have major guests, okay? And he just opened the door, and he was wonderful. And it was, we tried to help him. Oh, I'm going to tell you all about it. Unless somebody jumps in and says, I can only be on next week. I don't even have a date. What is the date? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I guess that would be the 16th, wouldn't it? Of November. And then the week after that is Thanksgiving when we're on here. Well, it's Thanksgiving. So there's that. And, Popular Macaques, which we'll never talk about again, because that's it for them. I really thought there was going to be a lot more in this. And the value pack, there's no beanies, no pain spray. So this is for you guys. There you go. Toss that aside. My books are still available at Amazon. Go to, look for Frank Cotolo under books. You know, they have that drop down thing. Look for the books of Frank Cotolo. And you can buy those books digital on Amazon, only digital. You want to get digital and the other books, you can do that too, but there's also analog books, just like you can hold in your hand and touch pages. Molotov Memoirs and more Molotov Memoirs with all illustrations by Stefan Gesick, who is the brightest and most wonderful artist who comes from shows like Tosh.0, whatever, and, you know, a lot of shows from MTV, art director guy who's done all the art and made those books more than just words, which is all I do in the words, you know, and I try to spell them correctly. And sometimes it even gets, you might find a mistake or two, but that's just the way life goes in the world of self-publishing. Also, digitals are available, the little ones, the smaller books available at Lulu, LULU.com. There's a bunch of books. And as I told you, for like $27, maybe to $30, you can get them all digital. Not, you know, I tell you, the analog books at Blurb are expensive because you have to, it's a long story, because they're drop shipped, made and drop shipped. We didn't print 200,000 of them, you know. And thank goodness, because, you know, got to be pushed by major publisher to do that. Other stuff will be, I will be talking to you about in the future, which will have to do with things like that, more publications. But for now, Lulu, LULU.com, Frank Cotolo, there's three books there. And there's the little guys. And the bestseller of them all is Sweet Shepherd. That's a digital book, a romance novel you can get. Novella. There's only two novels, and that is, they are. I didn't say that is. And they are? What? Oh, no, that's not. There's only one. Because the other one's not online at all. What is the one? Oh, License to Skill. You know, what do you want from me? I do things. I stick them out there. I'm pushing them. You're pushing them. And those things, happen. So now so there you go. This is what we did. This is how we did it. And we're going to be moving on so that we could bring to you, if you're listening live and on some lifelike stations, Thomas Savino and Savino Veritas. What? I couldn't find his name. I went Savino Veritas. Coming up shortly, what did I call it? I said comedy and current event, no, and commentary, comedy and current event. What did I say? I don't even know what I said. What did I say? I had a great slogan logo for him and everything, and I blew it. But in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, my name is Frank Cotolo, man whose name joins the title of the show. And I want to thank you for being here. Thank you, Maquette von Isenberg. She will be back regularly. I love it. And all of you, go get the books, go get everything you got to do. Oh, and also 148.ca/Frank every week. Good night to you too. Au revoir, Maquette. We shall see you soon. Au revoir. And au revoir to all of you. That's going to be it. Good night, Mrs. Ernstwhile, wherever you may be located. And I'll be leaving you now because I have nothing more to say.